There are three documentaries at this year's Sundance Film Festival that highlight the destruction in Syria. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
One of the films is called Cries from Syria. It draws on footage from Syrian activists and citizen journalists to show how the country's brutal civil war has unfolded. Khalid Helmi is one of the activists highlighted in the film. At a panel discussion in Salt Lake City Wednesday, Helmi spoke about what makes the war in Syria unique to past humanitarian crises.
We demonstrated for our fundamental rights, but nobody stood beside us. In 6 years, everybody turned against us, even the United Nations. And now, only when the world was struck by the refugee crisis, they started to shout and scream, "Oh my God, what are these refugees are going to do in our countries?"
Evgeny Ifanyevsky is the director of the film. During production, he met many Syrian refugees who wanted to contribute to society in their new homes, but were demonized.
The biggest thing that I heard from most of the refugees on the European territories and also on the Middle East, they were struggling. They wanted to give something from themselves to the community, but nobody was allowing them.
World Trade Center Utah President Derek Miller says he doesn't think that's a problem in this state. He encourages his colleagues in Utah's business community to help.
Whether it's hiring refugees, helping to train refugees, being part of job fairs, and providing opportunities for refugees, that's an important part of making sure that this process works.
Utah resettled about 1,200 refugees last year, including about 80 from Syria, but that will probably change in 2017. This week, President Donald Trump is expected to sign executive orders to block Syrian and other refugees from entering the United States. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.